This episode was produced using AI-generated voices and scripting. Okay, so Anthropic's own guy, the person who built Claude Code, just told everyone his exact workflow for using the tool, and the reaction from developers was basically religious ecstasy. Meanwhile, two open-source projects are trying to make the whole thing free. Which is, I mean, that's a weird moment, right?
It's an incredible moment because Anthropic is simultaneously at peak hype and peak vulnerability. Like, the same week Jesse Criss is posting his Claude Code workflow, and developers are calling it transformative, you've got Goose from Block, Jack Dorsey's Block, shipping a completely free open-source coding agent that does, by many accounts, the same core thing.
Okay, but hang on. Does it actually do the same thing? Because there's always this asterisk with open-source alternatives.
Fair. So here's what Goose actually is. It's an open-source AI coding agent, built by Block, and it connects to whatever model you want. Claude, GPT, Gemini, local models, whatever. It can read and write files, run shell commands, browse the web, manage tasks across multiple sub-agents. The key differentiator Block is pushing is that it's extensible through what they call extensions. Over 60 community-built plugins that let it interact with things like GitHub, Jira, Jupyter Notebook.
And the price tag is zero. And the price tag is zero.
Zero. You bring your own API key, and you pay for the model usage, but Goose itself costs nothing. Compare that to Claude Code, which is, and nobody's saying this, genuinely expensive for individual developers. Anthropic charges $100 to $200 a month, depending on which max plan you're on.
$200 a month for a coding assistant. That's wild.
And that's the consumer plan. They've got a $200 per seat enterprise tier 2, but even the consumer ceiling is steep. The article specifically notes that at $200 a month, you can burn through your token allotment in hours if you're doing anything serious. One developer tested it and blew through the daily limit before lunch.
So, who does that actually help? If you're paying $200 and you can't even make it through a workday?
That's the part nobody talks about. The pricing model is designed for Anthropic's margins, not for developer workflows. And that's exactly the wedge that open source is driving into.
All right, so let's talk about the other one. NullCoder. Because that's a different kind of threat, isn't it?
Totally different vector. So Goose is an agent layer. It's the orchestration, the tool use, the planning. NullCoder 14B from New Research is the model itself. It's a 14 billion parameter open source coding model, Apache 2.0 licensed, so fully permissive, and it's specifically designed to run locally or on modest hardware.
14 billion parameters. That's small, right? Compared to what Claude is running?
It's tiny. Claude's frontier models are presumably hundreds of billions of parameters, maybe more. Anthropic doesn't disclose. But here's a contrarian point. Size is becoming less relevant. Nose Research built NullCoder on top of Qwen 2.5 Coder, and they use what they call a distilled pipeline, curated synthetic training data, reinforcement learning. The actual number on SQE bench varies, which is the standard benchmark for real-world coding tasks, is 46.4%.
Is that good?
It's remarkable for a model this size. For context, that puts it competitive with models 5 to 10 times larger. And it scores 72.2 on Live Code Bench, which tests against problems posted after the training cutoff. So it's not just memorizing solutions. New is claiming it's the number one open source coding model on several benchmarks.
Okay, but benchmarks, come on. Every model launch comes with a benchmark chart that makes it look like the second coming.
No, you're right to be skeptical. But SWE Bench Verified is specifically designed to test real GitHub issues, actual bug fixes, and feature implementations from real repos. It's not human eval toy problems. And the fact that a 14B model is even in the conversation with frontier models on that benchmark is the story, not whether it's beating Claude outright.
So the story is that the floor is rising.
Exactly that. The floor is rising fast enough that the gap between free and $200 a month is getting really hard to justify for a lot of use cases.
Which brings me back to Jesse Criss, because the timing of his workflow post is, I don't know if it's strategic or just coincidence, but it feels like Anthropic doing damage control through vibes.
Oh, it's absolutely strategic. Look at what he actually posted. He's the person who built Claude Code. He's Anthropic's head of product for it. And he published this detailed breakdown of how he uses it. Multiple Claude Code instances running simultaneously, one for implementation, one for testing, one for reviewing the other instance's work. Use a Claude.md file as essentially a project constitution that shapes how the agent behaves.
Wait, seriously? He runs agents that review other agents?
Yes. And developers went nuts for it because it reframes Claude code from a tool into a workflow philosophy. The idea is you're not just auto-completing code, you're orchestrating a team of AI collaborators. He specifically said he puts every task into a GitHub issue, and Claude picks them up from there. It's genuinely clever.
But Goose does multi-agent too.
Goose absolutely does multi-agent orchestration. That's one of its core features, what Block calls session management with sub-agents. So the workflow Jesse described isn't proprietary to Claude code. It's a pattern that any sufficiently capable agent framework can replicate.
That's the whole game right there. Anthropic's head of product just published the playbook, and anyone with Goose can run it for free.
And this is where it gets really uncomfortable for Anthropic's business model, because their consumer revenue depends on the idea that Claude code is a premium experience worth $100 to $200 a month. But the actual moat isn't the agent. It's the model quality underneath. And if models like NewsCoder keep closing the gap,
then the agent layer becomes a commodity, and the model layer gets cheaper every quarter, which means Anthropic squeezed from both directions.
From both directions, simultaneously. That's not what's happening in the narrative, though. The narrative is, Claude code is amazing. Developers love it. Anthropic is winning. And sure, right now, today, Claude's model quality is best in class for complex agentic coding. But open source doesn't need to be best in class. It needs to be good enough.
The good enough threshold. That's always where the disruption happens.
Always. And new research is being really explicit about this. Their CEO, Karan Malhotra, said, and I'm paraphrasing, that NewCoder is designed to make advanced coding intelligence something that everyone can use and build upon. Apache 2.0 means anyone can take it, fine-tune it, deploy it commercially. No string.
Okay, here's my pushback, though. Anthropic has something none of these open-source projects have, which is the integrated experience. You sign up, you pay, it works. There's no API key management, no plugin configuration, no...
That's a real advantage, for now, but Goose is already pretty polished. Block is a real company with real engineering resources. And the extension ecosystem, 60-plus community extensions, that's the kind of thing that gets a flywheel going. Once developers start building on top of an open-source agent, the switching costs go up for that ecosystem, not for the proprietary one.
So you're saying the network effects could actually favor the free option?
I'm saying they already do in adjacent markets. Look at VS Code versus paid IDEs. Look at Linux versus, well, everything. The pattern is always the same. Proprietary tools win the early market on polish, and then open source catches up on capability and wins on ecosystem and extensibility.
But Claude isn't just polish. Jesse Chris talked about things like the model's ability to understand project context through that Claude.md file, the way it handles.
Claude.md is literally a markdown file. There's nothing proprietary about a context document. Goose supports the same pattern. Any agent can read a markdown file that says, here's how this project works, here are the conventions. That's prompt engineering, not a moat.
Okay, fair. So, what does Anthropic actually have that's defensible?
Model quality. That's it. And model quality is a real advantage, don't get me wrong. Claude Sonnet and Opus are genuinely better at complex multifile reasoning than anything open source can do right now. But the trajectory is what matters. NewCoder 14b hits 46.4% on SWE Bench Verified today. 6 months ago, a model that size couldn't touch 30%. The curve is steep.
And Anthropic knows this, which is maybe why they're leaning so hard into the consumer subscription model right now, extracting maximum revenue while the moat is still wide.
That's exactly right. And here's the thing that really gets me. Anthropic is reportedly burning through cash. They're spending enormously on compute, on safety research, on next-gen models. The consumer revenue from Claude Code at $200 a month per power user is supposed to be a meaningful revenue stream. If open source compresses that ceiling even by 30 or 40%, it materially changes Anthropic's path to profitability.
Do we have a sense of how many developers are actually paying for Claude Code right now?
Anthropic hasn't disclosed subscriber numbers, but the VentureBeat piece notes that Claude Code just launched broadly this year and is already being described as one of Anthropic's most important consumer products. The Jesse Chris workflow post got massive engagement. The article says developers were losing their minds, which is great for hype, but also means the addressable market just learned exactly how to replicate the workflow with cheaper tools.
That's an own bull.
Kind of. It's a classic innovator's dilemma move where you evangelize the category and then your competitors benefit from the category awareness.
Okay, but here's where I want to push back on the doom narrative. Isn't there a scenario where Claude Code stays premium the way Photoshop stayed premium? GIMP exists, it's free, and nobody serious uses it.
That's the counterargument, and it's not crazy. But I'd say the analogy breaks down because Photoshop had 2 decades of accumulated features and muscle memory. Claude Code has been publicly available for, months? There's no deep locking yet, no 10-year workflow habits. The switching cost right now is basically install Goose and paste your API.
Huh, yeah.
And the other thing is, GIMP never had a billion-dollar company backing it. Goose is Block. Block had revenue over $20 billion last year. They can sustain open-source development for a long time. This isn't a hobby project on GitHub.
Why is Block even doing this? What's their angle?
Internal productivity. Same as most corporate open source. Block probably built Goose for their own engineers and Bend open-sourced it for the ecosystem effects. More contributors, better tool, happier Block developers. It's the Red Hat playbook, or less.
Except Block doesn't need to monetize Goose directly, which means they can undercut Anthropic on price indefinitely.
Indefinitely. Which is, that's terrifying if you're Anthropic's CFO. Your competitor's business model for the agent layer is, we don't need one.
Let me throw something else out there. You said earlier that model quality is Anthropic's only real moat, but Nucotter runs locally, and for a lot of enterprises, the ability to run a coding model on-premises with no data leaving the building?
That's massive. And nobody in the Claude Code hype cycle is talking about it. Move Research explicitly designed NuCode 14B to run on a single high-end GPU. The article mentions it's efficient enough for local deployment. For any company with proprietary code, which is, every company, sending your code base to Canthropic's API is a non-starter for a lot of security teams.
So the pitch for NuCoder isn't even, we're as good as Claude. It's, we run in your building and nobody sees your code.
Exactly. Different value proposition entirely. And honestly, that might be the more dangerous competitive angle for Anthropic than raw capability benchmarks. Because Anthropic can't match it. They're a cloud-first API company. They don't ship weights for their frontier model.
Okay, but you said the floor is rising. Devil's advocate. Maybe the ceiling is rising just as fast. Maybe Claude 4 or whatever comes next just leapfrogs again and the gap stays constant.
It's possible, but the economics don't support that story long term. Every generation of frontier model costs more to train. More compute, more data, more researchers. Meanwhile, distillation and open source techniques are getting better at extracting that capability into smaller, cheaper models. A VentureBeat piece on NuCoder specifically says they use the synthetic data pipeline that essentially distills frontier-level reasoning into a 14 billion parameter model. That pipeline only gets better.
So Anthropic's spending more to stay ahead, and open source is spending less to close the gap.
That's the structural problem, and it's not unique to Anthropic. OpenAI, Google, they all face it. But Anthropic's particularly exposed because they don't have a cloud platform like Google, or an enterprise suite like Microsoft to bundle the AI into. Their revenue is the AI. If the AI becomes a commodity,
then what are they selling?
Safety research and vibes, apparently.
Ha. Okay, let me bring it back to the Jesse Chris thing because there's something that's bugging me. He described this workflow where he's running multiple Claude Code instances in parallel. One implements, one tests, one reviews, and the developer reaction was euphoria. But isn't that just a more expensive way to do what a CI/CD pipeline already does?
No, actually, it's the opposite. A CI/CD pipeline runs predefined tests. What Jesse is describing is an AI agent that writes the tests, evaluates whether the implementation satisfies the intent, and flags issues that a static pipeline would miss. It's more like having a junior developer pair programming with you, except it never gets tired and it works at machine speed.
Okay, that's a real distinction. I'll give you that.
But your instinct is right that it's not magic. It's a workflow pattern. and workflow patterns are commoditizable. The moment Jesse published it, every agent framework, Goose, Aider, Continue, whatever, can implement the same pattern. He essentially said, here's how to get the most out of an agentic coding workflow, and the word Claude is basically interchangeable with any capable model plus agent.
Which, honestly.
Right? It's a marketing win and a strategic loss wrapped in the same blog post.
So where does this actually land in, say, 12 months? Anthropic still charging $200 a month for Claude Code, while Goose is on version 3 with 100 extensions and New Coder is at version 2, scoring 60% on SWE Bench?
I think this is the part that makes people uncomfortable. I think Anthropic's consumer coding revenue peaks in the next 6 to 9 months. Not because Claude stops being good, but because the price-to-capability ratio for open source crosses the good enough threshold for the majority of developers. The top 5% of use cases will still need frontier models. Everyone else will be running Goose with a local model or a cheap API and getting 80% of the value for 5% of the cost.
And nobody at Anthropic can cut the price to compete because they need the margin to fund the next model.
That's the trap. They're stuck in the premium tier because their cost structure demands it, while the market is commoditizing underneath them. Classic high-end disruption.
You said something earlier, that Anthropic's only moat is model quality. But wait, you also said that moat is narrowing every 6 months. So the actual moat is what, like, a 6-month head start on a treadmill?
That might be the most accurate description of the frontier AI business model I've ever heard. A 6-month head start on a treadmill. Yeah.
Which means the real question isn't whether open source catches Claude. It's whether Anthropic can build something other than model quality to keep people paying.
And so far, the answer is a very polished CLI tool and a workflow blog post. Which, don't get me wrong, developers love it right now. But love and lock-in are very different things.
Love doesn't survive a price comparison.
Almost never.
All right, so the summary of all this is, Claude Code is genuinely great, developers are genuinely excited, and Anthropic might be genuinely screwed anyway?
I'd say Anthropic's consumer coding business has a window. Maybe a year, maybe 18 months. And what they do with that window, whether they build real platform lock-in or just keep publishing workflow posts, that determines whether this is a sustainable business or a speed bump on the way to commoditization.
Speed bump. That's grim.
The market doesn't care about grim. The market cares about good enough and free.
Good enough and free. That should be Goose's tagline.
It probably already is.